Welcome to The Next Gear. I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net. We're back with Brian Nesbitt, Executive Director of GME Design. Brian, once again, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Matt.
The Saab BioPower. I'm so glad to see it. I mean, we're one of the things that we're focused on here at The Next Gear is, in addition to safety design, technology, is alternative fuels. So
absolutely.
We look at the BioPower, and it's heartening to see.
Absolutely, and hopefully we'll see more throughout the portfolio. It's becoming more of a significant part of the Saab brand, and identifying something that our customers and the more customers we're targeting with Saab really identify with as a solution.
I think you actually hit on something right there, and I think Saab actually has a unique opportunity here, because I think the people who tend to be conservation-minded,
yep,
let's say, might have a little bit more liberal of a viewpoint. They might have a little bit more discretionary income to actually migrate to the Saab brand for maybe one of the other alternative fuel vehicles that's already in the marketplace.
Yeah, I think you're right. I believe that a more upper liberal type customer that we're really targeting has a particular standard, and they're willing to make, let's say, some kind of sacrifice in the overall expense of the vehicle to make the choice they feel is important as a standard.
And at the same time, I want it to look cool. I want to look good. No offense to, the folks at Toyota or anything like that. I mean, the Prius is a great vehicle, but I mean, in terms of style, at least getting into the Saab BioPower is like, okay, now I feel like I'm at a certain level here.
Well, regardless of what kind of customer we are looking for some type of esteem from our own peer group, that we made the right choice, that this really is me. And we're looking for things that are really communicating our ambition in a way. And sometimes some customers, they want to communicate loudly that ambition. And some want to communicate in a little more discreet way or a different way. And we've got different customers, and they all have their own desires and their own needs. And with Saab, we feel that with these type of customers, they are looking for a particular way to communicate that ambition.
And talk to me about the BioPower and its hybrid capabilities.
Well, the idea of looking at E85 as this alternative, and we see this happening a lot now, I'm excited that it's becoming more and more popular. But we see, especially in Sweden, that it's become a huge, almost an imprint within the culture. The culture itself being a European culture and a more socialistic culture, it drives some of those kinds of solutions naturally because of the imprint and really the cultural mindset of we're all in this together and what are the improvements we can make. And I think that's really how BioPower became the solution.
Brian Nesbitt, Executive Director of GME Design, a pleasure once again.
All right.
The podcast.
Thanks,
For the next
Matt.
Year, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.